الله أكبر الله
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? The tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toad, was a Spanish wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me.
Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and
That's right. That's right.
I forgot to push a button there. Welcome to Liberty Lounge, the 17th of May. This one is live and in living color. We've had a kind of a dry spell with live Liberty Lounge. It's been archived for a little while because of other issues going on. So we thought we'd take a little extra time tonight and do a live show for you. So here we are. I know we have a couple of new listeners out there. So just to clue you in and what goes on here, you ask what the shooting bench was and everything. Well, the shooting bench is, let me make sure who's in the chat here. I see Nan there, welcome. And to Tinker, thank you for that. Tebow, AZ Bounds with us now. A couple of anonymous there. And so Liberty Lounge, the shooting bench is what we do on Monday and Wednesday. I did it 5 days a week for years, but we're down to Monday and Wednesday now for an hour. 9 o'clock Arizona time, which is Mountain Standard Time. And regardless of what everybody else does around the world, we will still be on Mountain Standard Time. So we're not going to change that anytime for once. This is the first week we've decided to do that and not switch around to accommodate the whole rest of the world. So we're going to accommodate COPE for a while. And there's a lot of, we get into current events and training issues and shooting radios, you know, everything. Just a wide variety of different topics on the shooting bench. Liberty Lounge typically on Fridays is the time that we wind down a little bit and mostly music. I'm going to start throwing in a few more songs through the week on Monday and Wednesday and maybe a little bit more commentary on Fridays, but typically Friday is still going to be, at least 80% or more of good classic country, maybe classic rock once in a while if I'm really feeling frisky. So that's what we do. And a lot of news and stuff going on. We may pop in here in a little bit and talk about a couple of different issues here. But I just to let you all know, it is just a tad past the middle of May, and we got a fire going. It hasn't warmed up completely here yet. I got up this morning, thought I was going to get away with a short sleeve shirt, and that lasted about 10 minutes, and came back in and said, you know what? I think we're going to need to wear a long sleeve shirt today. Never did warm plum up. Breeze blowing, a little bit cloudy. And it was 40 degrees when we got up this morning and windy, so you know how that is. Okay, let's get this first thing I'm going to play, and I'm not doing this off of our normal format tonight. We're going to do it a little bit differently. And this first deal I'm going to play you is pretty new. I recorded this, I didn't record it. This young lady recorded it, but I put it on my computer so I could play it for you. A few days ago, and you have to listen a little bit. She's got a pretty good voice, but she, you know, kind of runs her words together a little bit sometimes. So just listen. It's a great song. It's a I guess you'd call it a remake off of an older song that's been around for quite a while. So pay attention to this one and let me know what you think. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You packed your bags and shut the door. You crossed the sea to fight a war. You didn't know just what would happen to you. Stepped in the dirt, boots on the ground, and gunfire was the only sound. And to yourself you whispered hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day and every night, you walk the walk, you fight the fight. You never saw the end inside, now did ya? The days are washing our hairs off red, the blood, the mud, too many dead. Your weary soul was crying hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Too late to help, you hear a shot. Try each day, keep pushing through, but the battle lives inside of you. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you.
Hear the city lights outshine the moon. I was just now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip wish that they could be like you.
God made Oklahoma, and I'm sure.
just you and I, sharing our love together. And I know in time we'll build the dreams we treasure. Just you and I,
just you and I,
sharing our love together. And I know in time,
and I know in time,
we'll build the dreams we treasure. We'll be alright, just you.
Working in the grind is an uphill road. I'm punching and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. You got to gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet with the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Near the blacktop ends. Near the blacktop ends. Near the blacktop end.
Let everybody know while we're visiting here, we do have, and most of you won't be interested in this, but most people in Arizona might, we've got a multi-state concealed weapons class coming up on the 1st of June. It'll be held here in Vernon, and we've got some other classes coming up between now and then, but also sometime in the fall, August or September, not sure, haven't set a date yet, Some of you might be interested. We've got a kind of a special two-day rifle class coming up. It'll be a two-day class with a night shoot. And this is a semi-private class. It's already mostly filled with a private group coming from out of state. And we can probably squeeze two more people into it. If you're interested, give me a holler on that. But that'll be all we can put in this one. So just thought I'd throw that in there and let you all know what's happening.
Bar was empty, I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close, and we danced. Yeah, we danced.
You know, for those of you that don't know, we have a, let me get this down here, we can hear a little better. We have, why am I not, there we go, now we see it. For those of you that don't know, our rifle class is a little bit different than most people's rifle classes. We have what's called a multi-purpose rifle class. Most of these classes, the majority of them, are G.I. Joe classes. You're supposed to go out there with your plate carrier and everything and your AR-15 or your AKs. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But just so everyone knows, don't be intimidated or think that you have to do that with our classes. I don't care if you bring a single-shot rifle. I like to see people bring bolt actions. Bolt action is a fighting gun. If you, with a little bit of training, a little practice. Semi-automatics, typically, that's most of what people bring. But I really like to see people learn how to fight with a bolt gun. And bolt gun, typically, in most cases, is better at longer range. You know, your AKs and ARs are a little faster handling at close range and stuff. Maybe not quite as good when you get farther out there. So, ideally, people should take this class at least twice. Once with semi-automatic, whatever your typical, you know, fighting rifle is. And once with a bolt action. And then maybe once with a pump or a lever gun or something like that. It's really a lot of fun with a lever action. But, anyway, just kind of let you know what we got in the schedule here. All right, let's continue to march here with what we're doing.
Looking back over the years of all the things I've always meant to say, but the words didn't come easily. So many times through empty fields, of all the nights I tried to pick up the phone, so scared of who might be answering. You try to live your life from day to day, but seeing you across the room gives me way. Cause the heart won't lie, sometimes life gets in the way, but there's one thing that won't change, I know I've tried. The heart won't lie, you can live your alibi. Who can see your inside a foolish disguise? The heart won't lie.
Long after the night, will you still hear my voice through the radio? After the scattered ashes fly, through the four winds blown and gone, will you come back to me? You try to live your life day to day, but seeing you across the room tonight just gives me away.
The heart won't lie. Sometimes
tell me what I've come to understand. You're a certain kind of woman, I'm a different kind of man. I've tried to make you love me, you've tried to find a spark. Oh, the flame that burned but somehow turned to smoke rings in the dark. The loneliness within me takes a heavy toll, 'cause it burns as slow as whiskey through an empty, aching soul. And the night is like a dagger, long and cold and sharp, as I sit here on the front steps, blowing smoke rings in the dark. I know I must be going, 'cause love's already gone, and all I'm taking with me are the pieces of my heart, and all I'll leave are smoke rings in the dark. The rain falls where it wants to, wind blows where it will, everything on earth goes somewhere, but I swear we're standing still. So I'm not gonna wake you, I'll go easy on your heart, I'll just touch your face and drift away like smoke rings in the dark. Be going, 'cause love's already gone, and all I'm taking with me are the pieces of my heart, and all I'll leave are smoke rings in the dark.
Door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a
for Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives. The traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand. Cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill. And I still wouldn't trade it for a cookie to fill. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives. The traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill. And I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives. The traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Still too young to care.
Monday
I don't believe in any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. Tell me you're the lucky one, but I see things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Girl, tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart.
Rifle classes are kind of seem like they're under the assumption that you're going to be able to run from wherever you're at and grab your vest and all the stuff that you need to go to war here. And when I developed this class, our multi-purpose rifle class, I was thinking about it and I said, you know what? I want to see people be able to fight with whatever they have, with whatever rifle they can. You know, let's say that granddad took the kids fishing and all he's got is a single shot 22 in case they see a rattlesnake or something, or you gone deer hunting and you stumbled into a patch of dope growers out in the woods somewhere or something, and then that's all you have. So you need to learn to fight with the 30-30 because you don't have time to run home and get your AK. You know, there's other things going on. So that's why we designed this the way that we did. And so the whole idea is to be able to, whatever you have in the car, whatever you have in camp, wherever, that you should be able to be effective with it. So that's all I got to say about that.
Well, the note said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kinda crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, you did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've got to let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said, good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Like she said, it took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Yeah, how fast can I go? I gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo.
With a little bitty look, but it's alright, should be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Television set, little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl. Start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's alright to be little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's alright to be little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in the lightning, bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, it feels so good to be with you.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night. Baby, get ready.
For an unarmed public, our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me it is clearly an instrument of peace and liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man... he wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit.
He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
Gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights. And considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. Few rights that man is born with, and it has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper. We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be, from whatever country or whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to. Please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you. And some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Kind of man who doesn't believe in strings. Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things. But girl, you got me thinking while I'm drinking one more beer. If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance,
and it's wearing mighty thin. I've got the feeling I should leave before the roof caves in. My mind tells me to move along, but my body begs me to stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close and love the night away while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me. In my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose. When the sun comes up in the morning, it should find me someplace new. But right this minute, all I want is to lay here next to you. Those memories still keep calling me from somewhere in my past. Better hurry if they want me, 'cause I can feel me fading fast while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me. In my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose.
Feeling again, remind. to grow something wild and unruly. I want to sleep on the hard ground in the comfort of your arms, on a pillow of blue bonnets in a blanket made of stars. Oh, it sounds good to me. I said, cowboy, take me away. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Building standing tall. I want to be the only one for miles and miles, except for me, thank you, and your simple smile. Oh, it sounds good to me. Yes, it sounds so good to me. Cowboy, take me away.
I want to bop you, baby. This is what I wanna do. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop the night away. I'm gonna make it a night like it used to be when our hearts were young and our souls were free. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bebop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night long. Let's twist and shout, oh, just like in the good old days. And baby, watch out, you know I just can't stand it when you look at me that way. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bebop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bebop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I wanna make it a night like it used to be when our hearts were young and our souls were free. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bebop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I wanna make it a night like it used to be when our hearts were young and free.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I've been.
is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold, and all the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. A brand new game. You
side was a cross, old dog tag, picture of when he was shipping out, so I showed it to him. So tell me about those days, when he looked inside, he closed his eyes, all he could say was, I hear bagpipes crying, amaze, amaze, Omaha Beach and a crashing waves. Glory draped like heaven's mercy over the fallen sun. I see all the heroes who were willing to fight in the name of freedom, laying down their lives, praying God's grace to keep us safe from harm, till it brought us boys back. Became a man, now I'm ankle deep in this Persian sand. Every day I'm giving all I can, 'cause I'm damn proud to be American. Yeah, I made some friends, and I've lost some too. When I think about what they gave for me and you, and I hear bagpipes crying, amazing grace. Tears rolling down mother's face. Oh, glory draped like heaven's mercy over the fallen sons. I see all the heroes who are willing to fight in the name of freedom, laying down their lives, praying God's grace to keep us safe from harm, till they bring us forth back
one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more, 1 and 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to tell
said it didn't matter. He was after Texas Red, after Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men, the tribe before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather or a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his head.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw them in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Raising the curve, yeah. Planting the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Okay, well, I timed it just about right. We got just a couple of minutes here, so I'm going to try to do this more often since we've changed the time now to a little later, to 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, Arizona time, normal time. Then I'm going to try to do this a little more often here and try to do this live on Friday nights. So I'll try to keep everybody informed early in the week, you know, as early as I can, let you know if that's going to happen or not. But the way I see it right now, I think I'm going to make every effort to do that. So I'm glad the few of you that hung in there with me on the chat room. The podcast will be up tomorrow. I'm not going to take the time to do it tonight, but it will be up tomorrow sometime. And I appreciate you joining me, and I'll see you Monday right after Miss Amy's show. Good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day, she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same